Fred Film Radio, Transylvania International Film Festival, Romania.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci from the 2017 Transylvania International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Daisuke Miyazaki, the director of Yamato, California, and also the writer of Dark Side of the Light. Thank you very much for joining us.
No, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
So let's start off with the film that you directed. If you could tell our listeners a little bit about the movie, that would be fantastic. Just introduce it, I guess.
My film's title is Yamato, California. Yamato is the name of the city I was born in, not born, but raised. And so inside the city of Yamato, there is a big U.S. American Navy base. Army base, I'm sorry. And inside the base, the land hasn't still given back to Japan. So the address is California. So when we are sending mails inside, letters inside the base, we have to send it to California. And it's about a story around a story of people living around that base. Mm. And Yamato also means Japan in old Japanese. So it's like a metaphor of my whole country, using my city where I was raised.
So your films tend to be quite personal, is that what you're...
Yeah, I think it's the most personal film I made in my career, yes.
Yeah. And about this film, what were the origins of it? Where did the inspiration come from?
So 6 years ago, we had like a serious earthquake and, you know, the nuclear reactor exploded. So, until that point, I never filmed my own town where I was raised. But as a, you know, filmmaker, I once wanted to film something in my hometown. Mm. But since my hometown seemed to be very boring and I didn't know what to do, but one day my friend visited me and said, like, what's this like gigantic noise coming every 5 minutes? And I told him, oh, I forgot about it, but it's the U.S. base over there. And he said, like, this is like not a place for, you know, human being to live. And as any of the Japanese, I forgot about it as well. Like, Japanese forget about everything so easily. So, and that was like the start of the project. And I thought, this is a very boring town, but city, but there's this big bass and the sound, and can I make some kind of a drama out of that? Is the first inspiration.
Now, did you write this movie as well?
Yes, I wrote this movie.
So,
yes.
when you write films, do you visualize them as well? And maybe tell me a little bit about the style of the movie.
The style is like a home drama between very classical Japanese movie and also very classical American cinema, which is directly like a metaphor of our country, you know, divided into U.S. and Japan. But when I write, it's quite different. I think I visualize, and basically I use those American, you know, script constructuring thing, but I kind of try to destroy everything to, you know, deconstruct the style of like American filmmaking to make an art house movie from Japan.
You have the influences, but you try to forget about them while you work. How does that affect the relationship with the crew then?
When I write a script for other directors, I write it as easy as possible so that everyone can understand and the director could understand how he should direct. But when I direct, I write it like a poem. So I think the crew gets kind of confused what is written, and they have to like use their imagination to fill up like between the lines. And that's the very interesting part for me when I am directing and filmmaking, because it's like, you know, like playing jazz with like someone else. So I say like, okay, this film, the code is like C major or something, and then everyone figures out their way out how to, you know, be connected with my film.
Bebop style.
Yeah, very bebop
style. You're a jazz fan too?
Kind of a jazz fan, yeah.
I like the way that you said poetry and the improvisation and, you know, sort of an improvisation in jazz style, because it shows that your influences also come from not only cinema, strictly, although we were talking before the interview, and I think you are a bit of a cinephile yourself.
Yeah, I'm a very big cinephile, but I'm also a very, very big music fan. Mm-hmm. So I try to get, like, filmmaking style inspiration from, like, history of music and, so... music is like a very, very big resource of me for the creativity, yes.
And is it important in the film too?
Of course. In the film, it's about like a girl rapper who wants to be like a famous rapper, but that never happens in Japan. Mm. And rap is like a music which we rent or borrowed from US, but yeah. We try to make something very original out of it. And so far, I'm not so sure if it's working or not. But let's say rock and roll, we, you know, borrowed from US, and I think we made something quite original now. And it's a story about like Japan is made out of most of the thing of Japan now is made out of like things that we rented from US after the World War, but can we be something original, or can we be something new or independent is the theme of the story.
And also cultural exchange, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, culture is the only thing I think we can depend on, this kind of totally insane situation around the world. Yes,
I love that, because I think that cinema too has the power to have the cultural exchange. Yeah, and it's more accessible than other kind of, you know, maybe more challenging art forms.
What yeah, it's I think cinema is like it has everything in it: music, architecture, drawing, writing, poem, dance, and everything inside it. And it also is like a reflection, like a very direct reflection of the world, because you know it's a medium using time, real time in the real world. So. As a filmmaker, I think like film is the most powerful and the most, you know, real, direct art form in the world.
Yeah. That's great. It's some real film thinking, and I love to get those this type of statements in my interviews. Yeah. But let's go back to the fact that you like the collaboration. Uh-huh. You like the open collaboration with your crew. Because in the other film that's presented in the festival, you only wrote the screenplay, but someone else directed it.
Yes.
So how does that kind of... So you're well able to do that. That's another kind of collaboration that you do.
As I mentioned before, when I write scripts for someone else, it's like a totally different thing. And I don't know, but I actually like the... I'm not like a perfectionist, so I don't like you know, doing 100% of the thing by myself. I just want to do like, let's say, 80%, and the 20%, I don't know what's gonna happen, but that's the most interesting part. Like 1 + 1 will be only 2 when you're like a perfectionist, but 1 + 1 might be 3 or 4 is what I like. Like even in directing, like actors, and also in writing, I just want to know like what kind of like a thing that I didn't even imagine will come out of their creativity as well. And I like that part very much. Yes,
this actually makes me think, does this also count for the audience? Are you one of those directors who wants to tell a story and that's the story that you want the audience to walk away from? Mm-hmm. Or are you the kind of director who wants the audience to come up with their own conclusions?
I'm totally the after one. I mean, I think my film is like a plaza. I don't know, like in Latin word, it's like a place where everyone gathers and use their time, and then, you know, talk about it eating dinner, or like think about it when they're on their bus on the way home, or like, you know, like after a month, somehow they remind about my film somewhere in the room or something, and. Well, maybe my life changed a little bit by my cinema is what I wanted to do. So storytelling is important for sure, and it's very important to make like a, you know, very well-made cinema. But for me, I think it's like a place and a time for people to gather and think about something.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, well, with that, we're going to have to wrap it up. But if you would tell, as a final question, do you know when this film will, whether this film will be at other festivals, or is there any way that our listeners might be able to keep an eye on the information?
Okay, so after this, next month, it will be screened in New York at a Japanese festival, and also in Durban, South Africa, which is my first time to screen my film, Durban International Film Festival. And I don't know, but there should be a chance to watch it, because we are probably having an international like online distribution and DVD like next year. Yes.
Very good. It's very interesting. I thank you very much for the interview. It was interesting conversation. Some great thoughts about the art of film in there too. And hopefully we'll see each other again.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.